Joined by a guest in studio. I'll let him introduce himself and then we'll, you know, go right ahead with this conversation. Hello, you're welcome.
Thank you. My name is David Virunji. I'm from Airtel, where I head public affairs. Good to be here. In terms of Boda Boda, I remember Boda Boda people leadership has just come from a trip in Dubai.
Okay, mm-hmm. Interesting. So, what brings you here today?
So, today, once again, I'm here to share the good news that is coming from Airtel. The school term has opened today for most of the schools across the country. We also want to take this opportunity to thank our parents and learners who support us by buying our products and services. People who pay school fees through Airtel Money, and also share the good news that we have as the school term opens. And what we are doing, actually, to ensure that the learning takes place.
Yeah, that makes sense, because there's been a lot of public conversation about internet access. Yeah, and you know, of course, schools these days, kids are using the internet and all that. But anyway, talking about the internet connectivity, what is the current status when it comes to Airtel?
So, when you look at Airtel, we became 100% 4G across the country 2019. If you look back, the people who started accessing 4G then are now going out of the school system. So when you hear the noise of people screaming, oh, rural schools are performing better, what don't they have? They have internet connection the same way you have. The teachers across the country have the access to the same resources like the teachers in the urban centers. The prices of internet connections have gone down. The teachers, rural schools can now move, can email resources. Kids can have conversations about science subjects with their parents, because the parents have smartphones. So all those barriers are collapsing. Because they are collapsing, the exclusive nature of education that used to happen in urban centers is continuously and progressively reducing, meaning the internet is delivering as it is intended. When you start seeing good performance coming out of rural schools.
That's what I was going to say. The recent release PLE results, there's a lot of parents complaining that how can the top 10, is it the top 10 schools? Only out of the top 100, only 10 of them were in Kampala, or like in an urban area or whatever. So they were saying, something is off. But anyway, you also talked about rural schools and how they are benefiting from the internet. So when you look at the network expansion, especially for Airtel, what is the update on your site rollout this year?
So this year, 2025, we rolled about 220 new sites. These are new towers that are supporting the expansion and the capacity of the network to deliver as required. Now, we were targeting urban and peri-urban environments. These are towns, Mwende, Mitiana, Masaka, Mbarara, and of course a big chunk of Wakiso. We have also deployed 365 5G sites across the country. We do this so that the farmer wants to check the price of a kilo of goat's meat in Kampala, can make the decision on how he should price his 30 kg goat. So that the learner who is in, let's say, Kaberamaido, and the teacher can share the same information as a teacher in Green Hill. So we do this, and you can only do this through a network. So right now our investment strategy is to mesh the network across the country. And we're doing this, and the independent reviewers are coming. We have the GSMA, they came, they did a report on Uganda, they reported on their website. It has one big pronouncement: Uganda does not have a coverage problem. Meaning 94% of our population that needs access to 4G gets it. And we're on a course to ensure that we cover the country 100%.
All right, so beyond connectivity, we've heard about the Airtel Africa Foundation. They're making like a major investment in education. Can you highlight more on that?
So the Airtel Africa Foundation is the charitable arm of the business, and it goes on to invest in society. And last week, we unveiled 20 Ugandan students from underprivileged backgrounds who have gotten scholarships, 20 scholarships, to take them through their four-year courses at various universities. They went through a competitive process. You had to be admitted in a public university already. You must demonstrate that you are most in need and that you're brilliant, so that when we are no longer in these roles of serving the country, running a successful telecom, these young people can take over. We found others, we are not the first ones there, so we have to keep the pipe